Now look at verse 35, back up in Matthew 27. I'm following the order it comes in Psalm 22, and you're having to move all over in Matthew 27. Look at verse 35. It says, "And they crucified him." This is what it says in Psalm 22. "The dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked have enclosed me." Here it is. "They pierced my hands and my feet." What form of execution on earth involves feet and hand piercing? Certainly not one that was available 1,100 years before when David wrote this. He was looking at a future form of execution that God says, "I'm going to fulfill in my Son when they pierce me." And so it says in Matthew 27, verse 35, they crucified him. You keep going to the second part of verse 35. It says, "And they divided his garments and they cast lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet." The end of verse 35 says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." Here's the very next verse in Psalm 22, verse 17 and 18. "I can count all my bones," Jesus says. "They look and stare at me." And he says, "They divide my garments, and for my clothing they cast lots." You talk about prophetic precision. David saw Jesus thirsting on a cross, fed wine vinegar. He saw Jesus hanging with hands and feet pierced, and at his feet he saw somebody casting lots and gambling to get his garments. 1,100 years before the event, David saw it by the power of the inspiration of God's Spirit, and 1,100 years later at the cross, it exactly happened. Amazing. Keep going to, the last two that I want to show you are not in Matthew's gospel. They're in John 19:34. If you want to turn there, Matthew doesn't record this event, but it says, "The soldiers pierced his side and immediately blood and water came out." You know that? The piercing of his side. Now it's interesting that when it says in Matthew 19, it specifically uses the word pierce. And when we talk about nails, you might not call that piercing, you might just call that nailing. And the feet too. You wouldn't say my feet were pierced, you would say Christ's feet were nailed. So the reason I'm bringing up this John 19:34 thing is that it specifically says that one of the soldiers pierced his side. Why is that so important? For this reason, Zechariah 12 tells us something. In fact, this is one of my favorite verses that I use when I'm witnessing and sharing the gospel with Jewish people. Because they don't like the New Testament. I mean, not they don't like it, they just don't, it's not part of their circle of things that they are paying attention to. And they think that's the Christian book. They want the Hebrew scriptures. Well, Zechariah 12:10 has a great verse. It says this, "I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication, and they will look on me." Zechariah is, this passage is the Lord God, that's the God of the universe, Jehovah, the God of the Jewish people that they recognize, Yahweh, he's speaking, and it says, verse 10, "They will look on me whom they pierced." And I always love to say to Jewish people as I'm witnessing to them, I open to Zechariah 12:10 and I say, "Your prophet Zechariah says that there's a future date when the people of Jerusalem are going to look up at the Lord God Almighty whom they pierced." And I pause and I say, when did the Jewish people pierce God? And you know what they think for a moment? I even had this bearded, sitting on my arm of my seat on an airplane, an Al Al flight, rabbi fella, sitting there talking to me, about 80 years old, and I asked him this, and he paused, and he went, you know how they have those big beards? And he went, and felt of it, of his beard, and he said, "Pierced? Jehovah?" I said, "It's in the Bible." He said, "Where?" And I opened right here. Look at where I told you, John 19:34. "They pierced his side with a spear." I said, now, you know, I didn't get very far into this, because as soon as I said Jesus Christ, you know, he got all upset at me. But I said, when Jesus was hanging on the cross and the soldiers took the spear, that's when Jehovah, God the Son, God in human flesh, God incarnate, was pierced. just like the prophets, Zechariah 12:10 said he would. One last one. It says in, as long, if you're in John 19, look at verse 33 and 35. That whole passage. It says there, when they came to Jesus, they saw he was already dead. They did not break his legs. Look at verse 36. This was fulfilled, John 19:36, that the scripture, or this was done, that the scripture should be fulfilled. Not one of his bones shall be broken. Did you know it actually says that in the book of Psalms? When, again, David was looking forward to the cross, it says, and he guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Psalm 34 and verse 20.